We're continuing to talk about the Ten Commandments. You know where we're at? Who knows where we're at? We're on number five that says, honor your father and your mother, that you may live long in the land and that it may go well with you. So those of you that came today and didn't know you had to pay homage to your mom and pops, you're going to hear Commandment 5 today. Somebody sent me an email this week. It said, a Sunday school teacher was discussing the Ten Commandments with her 5 and 6-year-olds. After explaining Command 5, which states, honor your father and your mother, she asked the class, is there any command that teaches us how to treat our brothers and our sisters? Yes. Without missing a beat, one little boy said, thou shalt not kill. Apparently, most of you have brothers and sisters. What command is that, by the way? Number six, which will be the next one we look at. But if you will turn in your Bible this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 5, where we have been for the last month or so, or you want to check it on the big screen, Tim will have it there. Deuteronomy chapter 5, beginning at verse 16, we're going to talk about commandment number 5 today. Honor your father and your mother, the Bible says, as the Lord commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. I don't know about you, but I kind of like life to go well with me. How about you? And here's one of these commands, as Paul states in Ephesians 6 later on in the New Testament, 1 through 3, a command with a promise that it may go well with you. And there's quite a few verses in the Old Testament particularly, and Jesus refers to this command a number of times in the New Testament, but there are quite a few verses in the Old Testament that refer to our relationship with our parents. Remember, I told you that the first four commandments we looked at were our relationship with God. Remember that? This would mean yes. This would mean no. Work with me here. I'm trying to help us learn the Ten Commandments. The first four have to do with our relationship with God the Father. You shall have no other gods before you, remember? You shall not make for yourselves any graven image. You shall not misuse the Lord's name and observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Those are our relationship with God the Father. Now 5 through 10, they're our relationship with each other. And he starts out with this one that says, honor your father and your mother, and he attaches a promise to it. Back in Exodus, under the personal injuries part of the law, Exodus 21 says in a couple places, and he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Exodus 21:17 says, and he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And I'm not bringing that out or advocating that. I'm just saying there was structure. And I'm saying we serve a God who is a God of order. And I'm saying that honoring our parents, as God has commanded here, has a larger role, if you will. If we're ever going to be able to honor the Father in heaven, we've got to start by honoring our parents here. And so he stated these commands. And Jesus reiterated these commands. In Matthew 19, we see Jesus' counsel to this rich young ruler that came to him. And this is Matthew 19, beginning at 16. He came to him and he said, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? Jesus answered and said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? And Jesus begins to list off the commandments, beginning with, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. And he throws in there, honor your father and your mother. And he concludes by saying, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus answered folks throughout the Gospels this way on numerous times.
And we see in Ephesians 6, Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, when he says in chapter 6, verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother," Paul said, which he's just stating the commandment, which is the first commandment that was written with a promise. Why? That it may go well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And so as I have looked through this command this week, I've thought about some things. And number one, I thought about, what is it to honor my father and my mother? What does that mean? And I went to some commentaries to glean and discern what some commentators wrote about that. And let me share you four things from Matthew Henry commentaries that I think are relevant for today. Matthew Henry says, "The fifth commandment concerns the duties we owe to our relations, those of children to their parents. In this particular one, alone specified, honor your father and thy mother." And he said they include these things. Number one, a decent respect to their parents, an inward esteem of them. Okay, so we can relate to that, can't we? We start with a healthy, if you will, a decent respect, Matthew Henry says. And I shared earlier, at the earlier service, I was watching that respect, or should I say the lack thereof, unfold just this last week in our Wednesday night. When I see interaction between younger children to their adult leaders, and you either see respect or the lack thereof. And Matthew Henry starts out with, what does honor your father and your mother mean? It starts with just a decent respect to their persons for who they are, the elder person, an inward esteem for them. Leviticus 29:3 says, fear them. Hebrews 12:9 says, give them reverence. And Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, don't mock them and don't despise them. So he starts with a decent respect to who they are. And I wonder today, how are we doing in the respect category for our elders? I look around and I wonder. Number two, and this is very important, listen closely to what he says. Obedience to their lawful commands. You say, Jim, is there a difference? Yes, there is. Obedience to their lawful commands. I will elaborate that on just a moment. We go back to Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 that says, children, obey your parents. And he's got that promise attached to it. Obey your parents in the Lord. And Matthew Henry's commentary that says obedience to their lawful commands is legitimate and noteworthy. And I will build on that after I've gone through the four. Number one, a decent respect to their persons. Number two, obedience to their lawful commands. Number three, submission to their rebukes, instructions, and corrections, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward out of consciousness towards God. If we are ever going to be submissive to God our Father, it needs to start here. It needs to start in everyday, tangible relationships that we can see, that we live around. Number four, and I told the earlier service, this is the one that particularly strikes me, and I appreciate Matthew Henry's commentary here. Here's what it says. Endeavoring in everything to be the comfort of their parents and to make their old age seem easy to them. That's what I'm calling on for my children. He goes on to say, maintaining them if they stand in need of support, which our Savior makes to be particularly intended in this commandment. In other words, he says to the children, in honoring our parents, he's not talking just about kids in Exodus or in Deuteronomy. He's talking about people in relationship to their parents regardless of age. And part of that honoring is endeavoring in everything to be the comfort of their parents, to make all their old age seem easy to them, according to Henry. And he gains that from Matthew 15, verses 4 through 6. You remember that dialogue that the Pharisees had with Jesus? And they were thinking they were all that for keeping the commandment. And he was assuring them that You take money away from your parents and you give it to the church and you call that good. He said, that's not good. You remember that conversation in Matthew 15? He called that Corban. But they were thinking, oh man, I'm going to be holy now because I'm going to take this money that my parents should have had and I'm going to give it to the Lord. Jesus said, you're breaking the commandment. He said, take care of your parents. And that's where Matthew Henry draws that conclusion in maintaining them if they stand in need of your support. Now, let me state here too. These parents that were moving into the promised land with their children, there was all kinds of relationships there, all kinds of parents, all kinds of kids, all kinds of grandparents, so there's all kinds of relationships. These parents that were going into the promised land were God-fearing people. God-led people, okay? By and large, they were supposed to be doing what God intended them to do. They were supposed to be following the commandments. And we have seen consequences if they do not. Here's my point. Listen to me now for a second. What I'm saying is that too many times today, too many people, too many parents are not filled with the fear of the living God. And so if they're not filled with the fear of the living God, who knows what behaviors they will have towards their parents, toward their children, I mean. In this state of not being filled with the reverence and the fear of the living God, many serious misuses of children happen today. Many abuses happen to children today. That's not the fault of the child. And so when we think that we got to slap them around a little bit to get them to obey me because they're not being obedient to my unlawful deeds, that's not what he's saying here. There is a difference. And I appreciate what Matthew Henry wrote when he said obedience to their lawful commands. There is a difference. There is a major difference between commands that are unlawful and commands that are lawful. I only say this because I know of some stories and some tragedies in homes all around America where the children should be safe, and they're not safe. The children want to be safe and loved by mom and dad or grandpa and grandma or stepdad or stepmom, whatever it is, and they're not safe. That's why I say it's relevant to what Matthew Henry says, obey the lawful command. Too often times, I suspect you have heard this too, parents may use the Bible to justify their misusing or abusing or beating or whatever it is that they're using to hold over children. That's not what he's saying here. That's all I'll say about that. I happen to be blessed with wonderful parents. And I still go to them for advice. Some days I wonder how many years I get to do that. Some of you have lost your parents already. But I count it real joy to go to my parents for advice. I count it a privilege and a blessing to honor my parents. If they were here today, I'd have them stand and recognize them because I'm blessed to just have them in the same church I am. But being out there last night to see how they're doing, and Dad has about 50 head of sheep ready to have little ones starting yesterday, I expect I know what he's doing today. And the Bible has lots of illustrations of child-to-parent relationships. Some of them good. Some of them not good. Some of them ugly. I just read through some of Kings the other day, and I was reminded of that relationship between King David and Absalom. You remember that story? That's his son who tried to kill him, run him off. It's not a pretty story. But I'm also reading through the relationship that David had with his son Solomon, and that's a good story. And I've read through just recently, and I suspect you have too, that relationship of Ruth and Naomi, that daughter-in-law to mother-in-law. You remember that story? If you haven't read Ruth, it's just a short little book. Read that beautiful picture of that relationship of this daughter-in-law honoring her mother-in-law. A beautiful picture. And so the Bible has got wonderful illustrations about both, those are that are positive and those that are negative. But I believe that command 5 simply boils down to respect for some authority. Godly authority, obviously. I've already said enough about that. As children, we can learn to have more respect for God's authority when we have a positive role model from our parents and we respect that in them. I believe that if I have no respect for authority today, be it my parents, be it my teachers, be it the law, be it whatever it is, I'm probably going to have a little trouble with God's authority too. And so I believe Commandment 5 boils down to this largely. And if we can learn as children to respect our parents' authority, I believe we can learn to respect the laws of the land and the laws of the land's authority. I also believe, though, before we can teach them to respect authority, we must be worthwhile of respect. Honor your father and your mother that it may go well with you, Paul said, is a command with a promise. They were going into the promised land. And he said, you want things to go well? I've given you 4 commandments about my relationship with you and me. You want things to go well when you get into the promised land? Then honor your parents, he said, so that it may go well with you. And I wonder sometimes as life has slipped by and the years have gone by, and I too have known the families, know them right now. Man and his sons, older than I am, didn't talk, haven't talked for decades. And I want to encourage you this morning that you can still take time to do that with your parents if your parents are still with you, with us. I want to encourage you, if you're still young, and a lot of our little children are down home, downstairs, but if you're still young and around your parents, to continue to find ways to try to honor them. Young people, you know, we have opportunities to love and respect and obey them. Particularly if they're walking with the Lord and they're directing us in the Lord. I can tell you right now, the statistics will show, and I've seen it in reality time and time again, and if a young man begins to love and honor and respect his mother, he's going to do the same thing for his wife. Isn't that true? And I can tell you right now, if a young lady shows honor and respect and love to her papa, she's going to do the same thing to her husband. And of course, on the other side of the coin, you've got all these, well, these situations that aren't honorable and aren't respectful, and they're not seeing a very good pattern. But if you have a chance, I just encourage you to take some time to honor your parents if they're still with us, to encourage them. And if you're a parent, it's good and important for us to remember to give them something to honor and respect. If I'm not going to teach my children from the Word of God and use the Word of God for my instruction, I guess I don't expect them to respect me or honor me much, either one. And so, you know, we go through these commands and we wonder sometimes, we got them hanging in our houses and we got them hanging in the, we used to have them hanging in the courtrooms. I guess we're taking them down now. But we wonder about them, and I'm just trying to encourage you, brothers and sisters, they're still relevant. And, you know, and we can memorize the streets and stuff that McDonald's are on or whatever, and we don't know the Ten Commandments. And so I'm just encouraging you to take time to recognize these commands of God are still legitimate. They're still noteworthy. They're still worthwhile.
they're still vitally important. And so I hope that as we continue to work through them this time again, that you will tuck these commands away in your heart. You'll memorize these verses. And remember what God spoke to the children of Israel 3,500 years ago. And recognize too that, you know what, maybe that's relevant for me too. Maybe that's still relevant today. Father, I just want to thank you again for your commands. I want to thank you too, Father, for godly men and women, godly parents, grandparents, step-parents, all the above. And I want to ask you to forgive us, Father, for even myself, for the times when I wasn't honoring to my parents, and us as a nation that's not respectful of our elders very good anymore. I just pray, Father, that you would help us to be the kind of people that are so in love with you. It's not about a bunch of rigid commands. It's about I'm in love with Jesus, and I will live with you and walk with you and please you and be honoring to you. And so, Father, help us as your people to recognize the validity and the legitimacy of these commands even in our lives today. Thank you for them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.